Dreamscape presents Susan B. Anthony by Terry Canfield, narrated by Joyce Bean. There is properly no history, only biography. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The Making of America series traces the constitutional history of the United States through overlapping biographies of American men and women. The debates that raged when our nation was founded have been argued ever since. How should the Constitution be interpreted? What is the meaning, and where are the limits of personal liberty? What is the proper role of the federal government? Who should be included in We the People? Each biography in the series tells the story of an American leader who helped shape the United States of today. Prologue. The Times That Try Women's Souls. The year was 1856, and Susan B. Anthony, 35 years old, was traveling through upstate New York with a friend and fellow activist, Frances Gage. They were on a speaking tour to talk to women about their rights and to speak against slavery. It was January and bitterly cold. When their sleigh emerged from a line of snowdrifts, they found themselves at a small country inn where they would stay for the night. Soon they were warming themselves by the fire. The wife of the innkeeper was young, still in her teens, with a baby 15 months old. When Anthony and Gage arrived, the supper dishes were piled in the sink, and the baby was crying. But the young wife rose to the occasion. While she prepared supper for her guests, she also rocked the baby to sleep and washed the dishes. While the wife worked, her husband sat in the bar room with a group of men, talking. He did nothing to help her. In a corner was a rack where the ironing was done. Baby dresses, embroidered petticoats, men's shirts. Anthony knew every item of clothing had been produced by the woman's own hands. Before long, the wife had laid out a fine meal. White bread, butter, cheese, pickles, apple and mince pie, and peach preserves. Anthony had made a special request, which was also on the table. Baked apples and a glass of milk. After Anthony and Gage finished their supper, the wife showed them to a bedroom already warmed for them. The next day, when it was time to pay the bill, the husband appeared. He took the money and slipped it into his pocket. The law, Anthony knew, gives him the right to every dollar his wife earns, and when she needs 2 cents to buy a darning needle, she has to ask him and explain what she wants it for. Anthony bristled at the injustice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?